Title: Digital Cops and Cyber Robbers, OFAC Guidance on Cryptocurrency. Content: A. Lot of us in the sanctions compliance world were wondering whether and when OFAC would issue official guidance on its application of sanctions in the digital currency world. On March 18, OFAC issued 5 FAQs related to virtual currency. Those FAQs convey 2 important messages. 1. OFAC sanctions regulations apply to virtual currency transactions just as they apply to fiat currency, here, s looking at you dark web crypto user. And, 2. OFAC will use its existing authority to respond to the growing threat posed by the use of emerging payment systems by malicious actors, including adding digital currency addresses that are associated with blocked persons to the SDN list. While the first point, that OFAC compliance obligations apply to virtual currency transactions, is not groundbreaking news, the second point is more interesting. Our key takeaway from the FAQs is, OFAC is clearly thinking about how it will enforce its regulations on virtual currency transactions and digital currency operators, so you should too. OFAC compliance in virtual currency transactions in general, U.S. persons and persons subject to OFAC jurisdiction are prohibited from engaging in unauthorized transactions that are unlawful under OFAC sanctions regulations, including dealings with blocked persons or property or prohibited trade or investment-related transactions subject to country-specific sanctions. As FAQ 560 points out, prohibited transactions include transactions that evade or avoid, have the purpose of evading or avoiding, cause a violation of, or attempt to violate prohibitions imposed by OFAC under various sanctions authorities. Regulating in the dark. What is unclear about cryptocurrency sanctions policy is OFAC and the rest of us regulatory types get our heads around the technology and industry of virtual currencies. We are simultaneously grappling with how to help clients involved in those emerging technologies comply with the existing regulations. Regulations are generally developed with mature industries in mind. So, as emerging technologies create brand new industry models, applying those existing regulations feels like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, while the hole is changing shape, and new holes are being created all around. OFAC regulations are implemented through a complicated web of statutes, executive orders, regulations, general licenses, interpretive guidance documents, and yes, even answers to FAQs. Even for industries that are more traditional and well-developed, with robust internal infrastructure, accounting departments, lawyers, compliance personnel, real names and addresses of customers, compliance with OFAC regulations can be tricky. So OFAC is likely still struggling to understand how it will issue meaningful guidance for virtual currency players, how it will identify potential violations, and thus, how it will investigate potential violations and enforce its regulations. Shedding a little light, what is clear about cryptocurrency sanctions policy but the FAQs that OFAC issued make clear that the agency expects technology companies, administrators, exchangers, and users of digital currencies, and other payment processors, to develop tailored, risk-based compliance programs related to OFAC sanctions regulations. OFAC does not provide much detailed guidance on those programs, but states that they should include sanctions list screening and other appropriate measures. If you're in the virtual currency business or just a user of digital currency, you should be thinking about how to develop a risk-based sanctions compliance program, if you haven't already done so, that is effective and practical for your business. Most companies use screening software or other automated platforms for sanctions screening. But given that the identities of virtual currency users are anonymous by design, conducting diligence to ensure that they are not transacting with prohibited parties in virtual currency transactions will require some creativity. OFAC's strategies to enforce sanctions regulations, adding to the SDN list, shedding a little light. What OFAC intends to do. OFAC plans to use sanctions to combat the global threat of malicious actors abusing digital currencies and emerging payment systems, in addition to the existing diplomatic and law enforcement tools. One of the strategies OFAC is considering is to